September 8, 1928. Interest of God in one who lives in his divine will. Example of the Son. How everything will be known of the sacrifices which Lisa has made to make the divine will known. I felt oppressed because of the privation of my beloved Jesus. Oh, how I would have wanted to take a leap into the celestial regions, never to leave again, and so end it with these blessed privations of him that make me live dying. Ah, yes, if by his goodness Jesus lets me reach his fatherland, he will no longer be able to hide from me, nor will I ever again be deprived of him even for one instant. Therefore, hurry, my love, let us end it once and for all with these privations of you, for I cannot take any more. And I felt so embittered, that my poor soul was pierced through, more than by a sharp sword. Now, at that moment, my beloved Jesus came out from within my interior and told me, "My daughter, courage, don't you know that our interest in one who does my will and lives in it is so great, that she is kept by us as our own thing, exclusively ours, inseparable from us. Our divine volition is inseparable from us, and as much as its light spreads, the center of it is always within us, symbolized by the light of the sun, which, while expanding and extending over the whole earth, holding it in its hand of light, never departs from its sphere, nor is the light divided or loses even one drop of light. In fact, light is not separable, and if it could be divided, it would no longer be true light. Therefore, the sun can say, 'All of the light is mine.' The same for us. The light of our divine will is interminable and inseparable, and it makes the soul in whom it reigns our own and inseparable from us. So, since we keep her as our own thing, it is our interest to honor ourselves, and to invest her so much with all of our divine qualities, as to be able to say to all, 'In this creature there is divine life, because the light of our fire dominates in her.' So, it is our interest that everything be holy, pure and beautiful in her, and that she be invested by our happiness. Everything must give of divine will. When the earth is invested by the light of the sun, it loses darkness and becomes all light, in such a way that the light acts as queen, and dominating the earth, it becomes the nourisher of it, communicating to it the life and the effects of the light. In the same way, when it reigns in the creature, our divine will dispels the evils, puts to flight darkness, weaknesses, miseries and afflictions, and, as queen, becomes her nourisher with light, with strength, with divine riches and with happiness. Therefore, for one who lives in our fiat, bitternesses, oppressions and everything that gives of human will, lose their place, because the light of our fiat tolerates nothing but what belongs to it. And just as our divine will takes all interest in the creature, as something that belongs to it, so the creature loses all human interests and acquires all divine interests. From this it can be seen whether my divine will reigns in her, if she no longer feels any interest of her own. And if she does, it means that the soul does not possess all the fullness of my fiat, there are still little voids empty of its light, and therefore the human makes itself felt, and the soul comes to take on human interests. Therefore, let bitternesses and oppressions out of your soul. These are things which no longer belong to you. To you belongs the light and everything that the light of my will can possess." After this, I was thinking to myself, how many sacrifices are needed for this kingdom of the fiat: sacrifice of writing, sacrifice of rest and of sleep, sufferings, incessant prayers, continuous death to the human volition so that the divine may have perennial life, and many other things that only Jesus knows. And after all this, maybe nothing good will be seen, no glory to God. Therefore, so many sacrifices without utility and without effects. But while I was thinking of this, my always lovable Jesus came out from within my interior, and clasping me in his arms, told me, "My daughter, what are you saying? There's no sacrifice you have made which will not have its value and its precious effects, because everything that is done in my will, and to impetrate that it be known, acquires divine life and communicative virtue by nature, in such a way as to communicate to others the divine life and the virtue it possesses. So much so, that at this moment everything you have done and suffered is present before God in imperative act, to obtain that the creatures dispose themselves, and that God concede a good so great. Then, when my will becomes known and its reign is fulfilled, all of the words you have written, the night vigils, your incessant prayers, your going round and round in the work of creation and redemption, your many years of bed, your pains and sacrifices, will shine like solar rays, like diamonds and precious stones of infinite value which, little by little, will be recognized by those who will have the great good of knowing my will, and of living in its kingdom. Even more, they will know that the foundations be drilled and the factories raised are cemented with the many sacrifices of the one to whom the mission of making known the kingdom of my will was entrusted. Everything will be known in clear notes, also those who have contributed, who have directed you, who have commanded you to write, and whether they interested themselves with making known, either with words or with writings, that which regards my divine fiat. And this is nothing. All the good that those who will possess the kingdom of my fiat will do, and the glory that they will give me, will descend and ascend again into the ones who have been the beginning and the cause of a good so great. And even if you are in heaven, the communicative virtue of my will, which is lived in you on earth, will place you in communication with them. It will keep all the ways open between you and them. So, your life and everything you have done and suffered will be in their midst. And everything they will do will have its origin in you, because one is the divine will of one and of the other. And if you knew the glory, the contentments, the delights that will come to you, you would love to sacrifice yourself more, so that my will be known and dominate in the midst of creatures.